Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has ordered his security services to prevent terror attacks against Israeli civilians. In a televised address, Arafat condemned last night's suicide bombing in Rishon LeZion that killed 15 Israelis plus the bomber. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon cut short his U.S. trip and has returned to Israel for a late-night meeting to consider how to respond. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from the scene of the first suicide bombing in nearly a month.
Israelis have been expecting a return to the suicide bombers following Israel's massive military operation in the West Bank. But few people in the Sheffield Club and Rishon LeZion thought their pool and gambling hall would be a target. There was no guard at the door, and since illegal gambling went on inside, the main worry was watching out for police. Police spokeswoman Einat Gil-Subari says the suicide bomber acted quickly once he got into the room.
A strange man came into this club. He walked about three or four steps inside. The people inside heard an explosion.
Several hours after the blast, the bodies have been removed and preliminary cleanup is underway. Most of the windows have been blown out of the club, which occupies the third floor of an office building in an industrial zone of this city, whose name means First to Zion, in recognition of the Jews who settled here in the 1880s. Pool tables are piled with charred insulation, bits of the ceiling, sandwiches, and blood, which seems to be everywhere. It's caked on the floor, splattered on the ceiling. Shattered slot machines are scattered at one end of the building. One survivor, Shaike Kalimi, says one of those machines probably saved his life by taking the brunt of the blast. Speaking from a nearby hospital bed, the 43-year-old Kalimi says it was blind luck that he escaped without serious injury.
I was blown outside towards the window, which completely shattered, and I held myself hanging on a piece of metal. There was a lot of screaming and yelling, and I saw heads flying and arms and terrible things that you can't even imagine.
Even before Prime Minister Sharon returned from his truncated trip to the United States, Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority condemned the attacks on Israeli civilians in unusually harsh language, calling them terrorist crimes. And not long after, Arafat himself was on Palestinian television, telling his people how important it is to bring an end to these attacks. Arafat said strong measures would be taken against those responsible and called on the U.S. to help rebuild his battered security forces so they could work to prevent further attacks against civilians. Israel and the United States say Arafat can do much more to block terrorist attacks, despite the condition of his security forces. But Arafat's declared intentions drew a cool response from Israeli government spokesman, and Cabinet Minister Uzi Landau was among those backing a call to expel Arafat from the Palestinian territories.
We should have done it already long ago, and I hope we'll do it sometimes in the near future.
Landau also believes the Israeli army should continue what it started with its recent military offensive, this time going into Gaza. Israeli officials say they believe the Hamas faction is responsible for the bombing and that the bomber came from the Gaza Strip. Military experts say Gaza is tough terrain for the kind of door-to-door operations Israel conducted in West Bank cities, and some labor ministers say a full-blown Gaza strike would be a mistake. When suicide bomb survivor Shaike Kalimi is asked what he thinks Israel should do, the desire for revenge is clear, but perhaps even stronger is his weariness with all the violence.
You're asking me this when I still have all these images running through my head, but what I think should be done is to have some kind of a buffer zone or separation between us. We cannot mix together.
A second attempted suicide bombing failed today when a man wearing explosives apparently had the bomb go off prematurely at a junction near Haifa. The bomber was the only one injured in that blast. Israelis and Palestinians will now wait to see if the Sharon government decides that the answer to this latest Palestinian attack is more military action. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Rishon LeZion, Israel.